flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're getting closer to the Eagles in Washington, the NFC Championship game back in the beautiful city of Philadelphia. Now, it's really cold today. Fortunately, it won't be as cold on Sunday, but my God, if you're just waking up, bundle like quadruple up today.
It hurts to breathe.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's like needles going in your lungs. It's horrible.
It is. So look, be smart with the clothes today, and don't go out if you don't need to. All right, Eagles.
Were
Washington.
You smart with the clothes today?
Yeah, I got the scarf on again.
Yeah, is that enough? What is that called? An ascot?
Yeah, he's wearing an ascot.
Oh, would you knock it off?
The zip up.
It's
he
a
went scarf.
Scarf
underneath.
Yeah, it's an ascot.
The zip up.
Come on,
fancy to camera.
You're an ascot.
So did you put sweatpants underneath
you
your
about?
Jeans today?
Just the singular pants. Because I knew I would be indoors for most of the day.
Did you double up on the socks today?
No, because I'm indoors for most of the day. I mean, all I had to do was, you know.
Well, you were indoors for most of the day when you were putting sweatpants under your jeans also.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but we had to walk, if you remember.
I do remember.
Yeah, from that parking lot. Yeah, that's true.
Different deal, different spot here. All right, so score one for the Hammer. Good morning to you. All right, Flyers, they win. Sixers lose by, you ready for this? 35 last night.
Can I give you a Sixers fun fact?
Sure.
The Sixers need to go 26-14 over their last 40 games to reach 500.
Wow.
And I am so grossed
right?
out.
Like
that,
I thought about this morning. That hits you hard,
well,
right?
Well, the last 2 weeks really hurt them. They were tracking.
I have a fun fact.
Yeah.
Forget that. Ahoy was the original greeting that was used when people answered the phone. Ahoy.
Wow.
Oh, that is a fun fact.
Was offered up by Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone. Actually, there is some debate as to whether he actually invented it, but he suggested ahoy, and Thomas Edison is the one who popularized hello.
Wow, that's pretty
ahoy,
cool.
Ahoy, it sounds pretty classy.
I know, it's kind of
cool. A good fact.
I think I want to start using ahoy. When I answer the phone, ahoy, ahoy,
okay.
I think I'm going to try to pull it off.
I want you to do it and then give us an update about how it's going, people respond.
I will.
I like that.
Remind me.
I will.
At least, remind me for the update purposes.
It is being written down, and I will remind you next week, and we'll see how it's going.
Thank you.
So ahoy to you, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. By the way, Eagles.
Wait, now you can't steal it.
Well, it was more tongue in cheek.
You're kind of watering down my whole purpose.
Fair enough. I'll lay off. All right, 8 o'clock today, your opportunity to hear a name that can get you tickets to win tickets to the Eagles game versus Washington. So be tuned in 2 hours.
It's a big game, isn't it?
It is a big game. And if you miss Sirianni.
Kind of big.
The game's larger.
And if you miss Sirianni on our program yesterday, we're going to air that interview coming up in about a half hour because we covered a lot of ground with Nick on the last game, but obviously on this upcoming game. Jalen's status, the whole deal, Jake Elliott. So we're gonna get to that coming up at about 6:35 today. All right. 215-592-9494, free to weigh in. Let's get to the Hurts thing. So obviously a big day today. First day the Eagles will practice, one of three practice days before this game. It'll be fascinating, sometime later in the afternoon to find out. Full participant, limited participant, no practice. I would expect he will practice. My gut feeling is he'll be limited participant, but we'll see. But the real deal is Sunday, when we know he's going to play. And just FYI, Sirianni told us yesterday they are preparing game plan-wise with the idea that he will play, which is great.
Think about how significant that is.
Yeah, no, I know. That's big. I didn't expect him to say otherwise.
I'm shocked he said
it. He plays it so close
to
the vest.
I'm shocked Nick said it. Yeah, he never says anything about that.
I was floored that he said it. I was floored that he went there already and said he's. Yeah,
I think it's because it's the quarterback, and I think it's because it's
a confidence thing, and it's clear to everyone that you push through when it's the playoffs.
No, I agree with that. No, I totally agree with that. So I guess the question I'm getting at here today, and curious where you stand at 215-592-9494, knowing that it's extremely likely he will play, but also likely that he'll be limited in some way. I mean, we saw him very limited in the second half the other day. How concerned are you?
I don't know that we saw very limited. I'm not concerned that the way he runs or his range will be affected. I think some of what we saw in that game was he was affected like everyone else was by the fact that the field was a sheet of ice. That's part of it.
I'm sure that was probably part of it.
The problem. Mm-hmm. Everyone just they forget that part. Oh, he had 120 something yards passing. Oh, well, by the way, no one could see. And
Saquon could run effectively though in the second half.
I get it, but they couldn't see the ball in the air. They couldn't see across the field. You know, like it's a lot easier to hold on to that ball when it's handed to you in your gut than when it's flying through the air and you can't see it. It's amazing that the field conditions have already been forgotten about in that game. You know, but Jalen, his presence, the threat of his run is what we did not have when we just lost to this Washington team. And we will have it this time around. Just a pull read, every quarter or so. And the defense must stay honest. And I am not look, it's the playoffs. He is playing. He played a quarter and a half after the injury. He will be back out there. He will be running. He will be keeping. I am not worried, especially, you know, the Commanders had the third worst run defense in the NFL during the regular season. They are susceptible, even though I'm told, they've gotten so much better. They're so much better defensively now that they're in the postseason. Well, Washington just gave up 31 points, even though Jared Goff gave the ball back to him repeatedly. Remember, five turnovers.
Yep.
The Lions had an awful, awful time, just kept giving it back. Washington still gave up 521 yards on Saturday. That's an awful lot. And through the playoffs, 48 carries, 302 yards on the ground.
Against Washington?
Against Washington's defense.
Yep.
Against that defense, 6.3 yards a carry in the postseason. Jalen's going to tough it out. And we now have to defeat a team that did us a favor, when you think about it.
There's no question about
that. They eliminated the Lions, and our Eagles now have the easiest path, and we're the best team left. So think about that.
No, I get that.
I'll take that.
Well, so here's the thing. I take that, too, but I just wish Jalen wasn't banged up. I am curious where you stand at 215-592-9494 if it worries you. Here's where I'm at.
One last thing. The fact that Nick said Jalen is our guy. The fact that Nick, who plays it so close to the vest all the time, he is saying there's no doubt at all that Jalen's going to be out there. He told us they're preparing with him as the quarterback of the team.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me.
Well, no, me too. I mean, I think that speaks more to it's a playoff game, so Jalen's going to push to play. And the injury isn't serious enough that he's physically incapable of playing. But there's a difference between being physically incapable and being physically unlikely to play your best. And that's my concern as it relates to him, as it relates to the game. Look, I think there's two main ways. I think the Eagles are going to win. So let me just start with this. I'm curious where you stand, 215-592-9494, the extent to which this situation worries you. So I'm worried a decent amount, but not to the extent that I think Washington will win. I think the Eagles will win the game. I want to say that pretty clearly. I said it Monday. I'll say it Friday. I think the Eagles are going to win. But I think most of us would probably agree with this sentiment. There are two main ways the Eagles lose, and I'm not going to give you if they turn the ball over more than Washington. We all know that, okay? That's kind of a given in football. Within the crux of the game, I think there are two main ways that if these things happen, the Eagles are much more likely to lose. One is if Jaden Daniels just goes wild. If Jaden Daniels is just way, way more advanced than most to the point where he keeps it going as a rookie, and every once in a while, a young player like Magic Johnson, 1980, is just so advanced that it defies the normal expectation and can lead a team to greatness that was unexpected. So one is if Daniels goes wild, which is possible. Two is if Jalen Hurts is compromised to the point where it really affects the Eagles' offense. And I can't act like that's not inconceivable. I mean, here's the problem with Jalen if he's not able to run as effectively. There's two things to it. One is, does it make Saquon less effective if the ends and the linebackers don't honor the threat of Jalen running?
We've seen what that looks like.
We have.
When we have a different quarterback in the
game. Right, that's
right.
We've
seen what that looks
like. That's right. So that would be a concern if he can't turn the corner, if he doesn't keep it, as John said, once a quarter to keep the defense honest. And not to get 2 yards, but to get 8 yards, right? Because that's the idea. When Jalen runs, he doesn't run with the idea of, other than a quarterback sneak, let's get 2 yards. He's trying to get 8 yards. So if you don't get that, that would hurt, and that could affect Saquon. There's no question that is a possibility. The other thing is if Jalen has to resort to being just more of a pure pocket passer because he can't run as effectively, and they don't want to run Saquon Barkley 38 times in the game, which I don't think Saquon Barkley is going to have 38 runs in the game.
I think, what does it matter? I mean, if it's working, you might hand him the ball 38
You
times.
Might, but that's so unlikely. I mean, when's the last
Why?
Time?
Well, why is it unlikely?
When's the last time?
The best pass.
I'll give you an answer. When is the last time a running back had 38 carries in
when's
a pro football game?
When's the last time we had Saquon Barkley on our team?
Well, the Eagles
Saquon
have had him all
Barkley
year.
Is
they've
the
had him
best
all year and haven't given him 38 times.
We've not been.
Did the Giants
the
ever give it to him 38
games.
Times? I hear you. I'm not saying don't lean on Saquon more. I'm telling you, I don't expect he's going to have 38 carries. Which
I
means
think he could have in the. If it's me, I'm handing him the ball 30 times.
Okay. I mean, look.
I just don't think it's that far-fetched.
Well, here's,
I think we should readjust our expectations.
Hey,
these last two games, we're going to do everything possible to pull out all the stops. If that means running it 50 times, we're going to run it 50 times.
Well, they might, but that might be a little bit more of you know, Gainwell. You know, it could be a 30 to 15 thing if you want to get to 45
maybe.
Carries. Maybe.
Also, with receptions, you can get him to touches in that range.
You can
maybe.
Do all that.
But 30, so for what it's worth, 39 carries, the list I'm looking at,
yep.
The last time someone had 39 carries in a game, in any game in the NFL, was in 2009.
Okay, well, yeah. All right, so here's where I'm at. If Jalen has to be a pure pocket passer more because he doesn't have the legs, like what we saw in the second half, it can lead to the sacks, it can lead to the bog down, it can lead to the punts. So that's what you don't want. So am I concerned? Yeah, I'm going to give you, of course I'm concerned. I mean, I don't see how you see the second half of that game the other day. And frankly, what Jalen's put out there this year, when, I mean, you know, A.J. Brown has 3 catches in 2 games. I mean, now, I know the snow is a part of it, and John, I do get you on that.
And he dropped a couple.
Uh-huh. And he had two big drops.
What about that part?
You know, that's legitimate as well. But here's the deal. Even if he caught those 2 balls, he'd have 5 catches in 2 games.
Okay.
Still not, you know, still not very good. So am I concerned? Yes. Am I concerned at the point I'm picking Washington? No. But I can't sugarcoat it, guys, and act like this isn't a thing. I think it is.